This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the campaign trail that we've been seeing the last really couple of months just continues. It's much of the same. It's what the theme continues to be here on America Tonight. Tell me what you know and then scramble it all up seems to be the name of the game. And, of course, the headlines become more and more outrageous as we move along because we're well past the conventions. And I've said this so many times now, if I had a nickel for every time I said it, I would be a millionaire many times over. But it's more than true. I've really dug into past presidential elections, and without a doubt, those presidential debates are going to be where most of the focus will be once we get closer to the first, debate, which is at the end of September. Joining us from Washington, inside the Beltway, Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Justin, I was just talking about this, and I've said this a lot, and you and I don't know that actually that you and I have talked about it that much, but to me, it all comes down to those presidential debates. The first one is the end of September, and you know how this goes. Usually there's these massive practice sessions, but we see how Donald Trump is, and he's such a renegade. Do you think that he's going to put in that kind of work that we've seen with a career politician where they rehearse, they think of all the questions you could possibly think of, and they really, really try to nail every single moment they can practice-wise for a debate?
I think there's probably going to be an effort from those within the party to actually have that take place. But judging from what we've seen in the primary debates, Trump was just not somebody who was down for holding debate session. He apparently didn't really focus much on that, according to a lot of the reports that we've seen, and just kind of, delivered stuff on the fly, which kind of came across in a lot of the performances we saw when he was pretty much typical Trump, but not necessarily somebody who was really, blowing people away. But I think the real important question is who exactly is going to be playing Donald Trump for Clinton when she's prepping? I think that's something that's going to be fascinating to find out.
Boy, I absolutely agree with that. So today was the last press conference, if you will, from the Pentagon for Obama. What did he have to say?
This was interesting. He kind of reaffirmed a lot of his ISIS strategy, put forward this notion that there have been gains that have been made in, Iraq and Syria and whatnot, but didn't necessarily say that there was any new changes that were being put forward. He said that he ends every national security meeting like the one he had before coming out into the Pentagon press briefing by asking if there's anything that they should be doing differently, if there's anything that they're still leaving on the table. And then, of course, since this is an election year, it also veered off into politics, and he was asked to address some of the concerns about Trump. One of the big ones were the notion of him being poised to start receiving the intelligence briefings. He said that they are not going to, deny that from him, saying that that is within the tradition of law, and that ultimately this is an opportunity for Trump to start acting presidential, in his words. And also kind of criticized Trump for talking about the notion of the election being rigged, saying, basically, if it ends up he's up 15 points in the polls before Election Day and still loses, then he'll have a right to talk about it. But overall, just accused him of engaging in essentially just a conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of those floating around. There's no question about that. Do you think we'll see Obama visible at some point? You know, we've already seen him endorse Hillary Clinton, but will he go out there a little bit more? I mean, obviously, from the convention floor, et cetera. Would there be any chance that we'd catch him at some other stop in the near future?
You know, I think it's a possibility. He is somebody who is enjoying, you know, campaigning. He is obviously wrapping it up, so I would not be surprised to see him come back out there. But at the same time, he is essentially acting as a pretty effective campaign surrogate just by kind of doing actions that he's done today, such as, you know, addressing the press and whatnot. Regardless of what's being talked about right now, regardless of what he comes out and speaks on, he is guaranteed to be asked a Trump question. That happened yesterday during a meeting with the, you know, prime minister from Singapore. That happened today at the Pentagon. And when he does so, he usually has a question or a response that seems almost ready to go. One that's usually pretty thoughtful, one that's pretty in depth, and you know, usually a pretty pretty strong rebuke of Trump. So whether or not he's actually on the campaign trail physically, I think that's just kind of you know, icing on the cake, since he is pretty much in campaign mode just from the bully pulpit that he has.
Yeah, I think you might have found this intriguing. I guarantee they were gossiping about it in Washington today. But how about all these stories about, you know, Politico was talking about it, really anybody that was covering politics was talking about it, but the gaps in Melania Trump's immigration story. So now they're talking about what's the scoop? He wants to build a wall, but there's some big problems with Melania.
I mean, at this point, it wouldn't surprise me, but yeah, that's what people are talking about. Apparently, Melania made a statement saying that she had, you know, not been in the U.S. illegally, that she had gone back every few months to, I forget where she's from exactly, I'm so sorry, I think it was Estonia or whatnot, to get her visa stamped before coming back. Something that is actually not really reconcilable with the modern immigration policy. You know, if she had a work visa, she wouldn't have had to have come back. And if she was doing that sort of back and forth thing, then she would not have necessarily been legally allowed to work in the U.S. So, you know, unless if she's using some very obscure kind of immigration loophole that people just haven't uncovered yet, it seems like a yet another weird turn in what has already been a very just out of this, I mean, just very mind-boggling race.
I think so, too. All right, Justin Duckham, have a great weekend. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate. Have a good one.
So it's interesting, you know, talking to Justin, first you have this photo that prompted a lot of security about or questions about Melania Trump and what she would be like as a first lady, you know, with the New York Daily News, and then everybody else picked it up too as well, the New York Post rather. And then you've got this story about her background and what the inconsistencies are and what she said over the years, immigration. People say, as Justin said, there's even a slim chance that any years-old misrepresentations to immigration could pose maybe, well, he didn't say that, but that's what lawyers are talking about, could pose maybe some legal problems for her today. She said she came to the United States legally. Her own statement suggests she first came to the country on a short-term visa, so that wouldn't have authorized her to work as a model. Trump also said she came to New York in 1996, but the nude photo shoot places her in the U.S. in 95, as does a biography published in February by the Slovenian journalist. So now you got these inconsistencies. Then you got these reports by CBS and GQ magazine that say she claimed to obtain a college degree in Slovenia, but it could be more politically damaging because her husband has made, you know, all this opposition to illegal immigration, the foundation really of his push for Make America Great Again.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Coming up on August 11th, Climate Hustle will be released on DVD. So you know what that means. I think a lot of people will be intrigued and will be interested in watching Climate Hustle. And, you know, if you maybe you have seen it, I know there were some people that did, but it's been interesting to see the reaction to it. The film lays out evidence that really just kind of rips through the fabric of the global warming scare, you know, this back and forth of how little we've heard from the other side. Let's face it, you know, when we talk about the green agenda, which we certainly have done on this show, the idea of Climate Hustle was to pull back the curtain or peel another layer of the onion down. And I think they've really achieved that. As somebody who's seen it, I can tell you that. And I'll be curious as to what many of you think as well when you get a chance and opportunity to see Climate Hustle. We have right now from CFACTs, our favorite peeps, senior policy analyst Paul Dreisen with us to talk about that. And Paul, thanks so much for hanging with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm delighted to be with you, even at this late hour for me out here in Virginia.
Luckily, we have a lot of people listening, so it's great. And a lot of people also listen during the day, too, as you know how you can always get these shows all times. So tell me about Climate Hustle and initially your reaction to Climate Hustle.
Well, it's a fun show. You'll laugh a lot. You'll tear your hair out over some of the claims being made by the alarmists. But most of all, you'll come away after listening to these scientists who don't buy the climate chaos claims. You'll understand why there is no consensus and why there is still a raging debate over man-made, dangerous climate change and its supposed solutions.
Yeah, and when you say that, too, it's like you heard me say, you don't, Climate Hustle, by the way, was one of those Fathom events, which it was thousands of people went to movie theaters. They do these specials, and that's what it was. It really exploded, and a lot of people went to go see it. So there may even be some people in the audience that have seen it. We haven't seen as much, like I said, there's on the other side. It's more about the green agenda than anyone else. Al Gore, et cetera, and his film that he made years and years ago. So do you think that this, now is this, if anything, does this add to the conversation so more people can get other points of view that they really say that aren't out there, but they really are?
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly why we made the film in the first place. And this part of this film focuses on the science. We're talking about doing a subsequent one on the harmful impacts of climate change policies imposed in the name of preventing climate change, but are really designed to take away our fossil fuels that provide 80% of America's and the world's energy, policies that are intended to end free enterprise capitalism and redistribute the world's wealth, and then finally policies that are basically intended to keep poor countries from developing, except maybe a little tiny bit.
Yeah, and that's a good point. And somebody could come back to you and say, well, what do you mean? Why fossil fuels, aren't they bad for the, you know, ultimately, isn't that bad for the environment? Isn't there a way we can do this cheaply? And the answer is, first of all, you can't do it cheaply, right?
Well, that's absolutely right. And if you go back just 100 years or so, life expectancies in developed countries, the United States and Europe, were about 40 years around 1900, and now they're 78. Over the period of time that fossil fuels have been in use, you know, the beginnings of coal, but then especially widespread use of coal, oil, and natural gas, just the last 100 years, think about how much our lives and living standards have improved. That would never have happened without fossil fuels, and it's still not possible to get or maintain those livelihoods and living standards without fossil fuels.
Yeah, and in putting the film together and in looking at who to bring in and how to make this all work, and like you said, you'll laugh at some of it. Was that the idea? Was to really give people a sense of how ridiculous some of the nonsense is that's out there?
Oh, absolutely. We wanted it to be fun and entertaining as well as informative, and we have a great time poking fun at Prince Philip, Al Gore, and all these other crazy people who are convinced that we're at a tipping point and the Earth is going to end. Now, you know, of course, when they were saying it, they were saying 10 years from now the Earth will end if we don't eliminate fossil fuels right now. And now it's 20 years later, and, well, as far as I can tell, the Earth hasn't ended, and none of the things they predicted have come true. We haven't seen any rise in global temperatures for almost 20 years. We've got fewer hurricanes than we have had in the last 100 years or so. We haven't had a Category 3 to 5 hurricane hit the United States in a record 11 years. So you're hearing all this hysterical stuff about what's happening to the planet, but if you look out your window and you look at the real world out there, it's not happening.
Yeah, and why do you think that, I guess maybe not, but why does it always seem that green wins? Is it because they're louder? Is it because there hasn't been enough attention paid to, hey, here's what really the deal is with fossil fuels, and here's the redistribution of wealth that would happen, and here's how unaffordable it would be and how it would just cripple the middle class, what they would have to pay?
Yeah, that's a big part of it, and I think you can also look at the fact that the green, big green, the rabid environmentalist movement in this country is a $10 billion a year enterprise. You look at climate chaos and renewable energy. The U.S. federal government alone has given $12 billion a year to that enterprise. And we have who can only be described as a dictatorial president in the office right now, who doesn't care what Congress or the people say. He just imposes these government edicts on everyone. So that's how they win up to now. But the vast, larger and larger numbers of Americans, a sizable majority, just don't buy the climate chaos claims, or certainly don't want to see their lives turned upside down by all these climate chaos policies that are being imposed on us.
Yeah, and so I mentioned it, Climate Hustle. It's available on DVD, Blu-ray, August 11th, and you can go to climatehustle.org or climatehustle.com, right?
Right, or you go to CFACT.org, CFACT.org, Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow, and you'll see the little button. You just push it, you order your copy, and it'll be in your mailbox in a few days.
Awesome. All right, Paul, thank you so much. We appreciate you hanging late with us.
Kate, it's been my pleasure. Thanks.
All right, Paul Drysdale, and of course, talking about the side that I always say, okay, when you make an argument, right, you get experts. You line up a bunch of experts, and you line up a bunch of scientists. You line up a bunch of other folks that can talk about all angles related to fossil fuels, for example. But it seems as though, as I said to Paul, you didn't hear that as much. In fact, usually when you heard other scientists, it would be like a little piece in The Guardian. There would be some scientist that would dispute what was being said or say, well, that's not totally accurate, or here's how we can't really measure what's happening to the core of the Earth, or here's what we can't say or can say that we know to be true about what's happening in other areas where the climate is concerned. And I'll tell you what, it is an important discussion to have. So I love the fact, I like the fact of hearing every possible angle that we can hear on this. And there's no question we've seen some big mistakes in the green side, and we've also seen where we've had money dumped into organizations that were supposed to be producing something that effectively could be a game changer, but then in fact it wasn't a game changer at all, and they had guaranteed contracts, which is incredibly, incredibly troublesome. So this movie, you know, takes a different look at what the climate computer model projects are, and it forces you, I think, to take a different look at what the narrative is. I mean, it's an interesting question. It's for some people, it's just either a yes or no. Yes, you believe that there are climate problems, you believe in that, or no, you just believe it is a hustle after all. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can, 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Snapshot time here on America Tonight. You know what that means. Snapshot. We look at snippets from around the country. Some of them pretty sad, I have to say. I'm not trying to make this a downer type of show. We are jumping off the campaign trail. But I think one of the most depressing stories that I happened to see today, courtesy of something I read in the morning, it might have been a link from USA Today or some other paper of record, I'll call it. But I read a story about a firefighter. Can you imagine this? Picture this for a second, if you have a daughter, that you're retired, pretty newly retired, and you're a runner. You're trying to keep yourself in shape, and you're running in your town. And you'd like to run with your kid. So this retired firefighter, who really loved doing that with his 30-year-old daughter, didn't do it on Tuesday because his back, you know, is bothering him. So all these days, all these hours, all the time they hit the pavement, he said, I just can't do it this time. So before Carino Vetrano left for her jog, around 5-ish, Philip Vetrana asked her to pick a different path than the remote one in Howard Beach that they usually ran together. And wouldn't you know, the daughter didn't come back that night, didn't pick up her phone. Her dad reported her missing. Imagine the heavy heart when he heard that. Headed out to the path with the police officers, where they made a terrible discovery on Tuesday, late Tuesday. Her cell phone was on the side of the path he warned her about. Then they found her body in the marshes. Can you imagine? They found her face down on the ground, and it looked like she was just strangled. There were signs of a struggle, and evidence suggests that she was assaulted. There were marks all on her body and whatnot. It was an unpaved path along the Beltway Park that is popular with, and I know exactly where they're talking about, and you know it too. You know areas where you run and you bike and you can use even an ATV because it's just that perfect kind of path. But they say it's not necessarily safe. You think about it, 5 o'clock at night. And they even say, they say all the girls know not to walk along those weeds, but she had done it so many times with her father, I guarantee she was not thinking that. Oh, I couldn't read anymore once I read that. You, again, this is a guy in one of the most dangerous jobs you could have, a New York City firefighter, was tight with his kid, was running with his kid day in, day out, just couldn't do it that day. And it's almost like instinctively he knew, oh, you know, just don't go there, honey. Just don't go there. Today, pick a different road. And she's thinking, well, why can't I do this road probably? Who knows what she was thinking? Certainly not that that was going to happen. And then the worst. Then the worst. I mean, gosh, just awful. All right, so we move from that snapshot, that horrible snapshot, to what's happening in Rio. Rio is, of course, ground zero, if you will, not just for Zika, but for the Olympics. So the Olympics, the big opening ceremonies start on Friday and into the weekend. It's a big weekend of Olympic fare. A lot of the major sports roll out. We'll have our athletes in the pool. That's one of the many, many areas, or many sports anyway, that you'll see. And in looking at this Olympics, you know, the opening games are so telltale as to set up the rest of what happens, the sort of the attitude, I don't know, sort of what sets up the games to me in the host country is what happens on that opening salvo. So it's a big day for Rio. They haven't had the Olympics in South America, and despite all what we've heard about sewage problems and Zika and the mosquitoes and robberies and problems and all of that, it gets down to, okay, now we've got the athletes, now we have this Olympic village, and now we're rolling, right? So I was reading something today and I was thinking the same thing. The women's soccer team just beat New Zealand, and now they go into a match over the weekend with France, which if they beat France, and France is a tough team, the women, I'm talking about U.S. women, then they would be at least in the quarterfinals, because we already had some preliminary rounds in a few sports anyway. So Rio, which is a city of 6.5 million, is struggling to put on the biggest gathering of the world, really, sports-wise. The economy's in a recession. It's bordering on depression. The president was impeached. The budget for the ceremony was slashed. The traffic is terrible. It's just awful, just as they say. And you know, then there is the problem of what's happening on some of these beautiful beaches like Ipanema, which is famous for a song, the girl from Ipanema, and what people are smelling in the evening air coming off of those waters. So it all comes down to the opening games, the opening ceremonies to me, and the beginning of the Olympics. If Rio can pull it off and it's about the competition, then I'm going to say some of it will be pushed aside. I mean, some of it will be pushed aside. Let's put it that way. And then heading into this, you think of Russia. The International Olympic Committee allowed the worst doping machine to enter the Olympics, and they are 271 Russians out of a team of 387. So 70% of the Russian athletes will be there. There's a lot of doubt surrounding all of the events the Russians are in because of the whole doping thing, especially if they win a medal. So as far as the competition, to me, the Russia hypocrisy is what also hangs in the balance more than some of what else, you know, we've been talking about. So I say, when the athletes do their thing and we get into gymnastics and we get into the pool with Michael Phelps and we see those incredible photos of him and maybe he medals and we all get hysterical, especially here in the U.S., and we talk about the medal counts and how many medals the U.S. has won, and we surge with pride, some of what's happening in the discussions about Rio and the filth and the dirt and the problems, some of that will go away. That is a snapshot of what's out there. Lots of conversations about the Olympics, very little about the sports themselves. Then I read a crazy story about George Zimmerman. Remember him? The guy who shot and killed Trayvon Martin and then ultimately was cleared of a murder. George Zimmerman recently said he was assaulted after he was talking about the Trayvon Martin shooting at a restaurant. It seems like every 6 months or so, he somehow bubbles up in the headlines. So he bubbles up yet again. I think Casey Anthony and I think George Zimmerman, when you think of them in Florida, especially the huge publicity for two very different reasons, but for being tried for the crime of murder, really put them on the map in their respective hometown areas, and they have such recognizable faces that I doubt there's very many places they could go. Casey Anthony, of course, you know, her daughter died, and they still haven't solved what happened there, but she was cleared of the murder of her daughter, so her story was everywhere, and her face was everywhere, just like George Zimmerman for a different reason, for a different situation of the murder of Trayvon Martin. In the meantime, we jump over in our snapshot to, and I've got to do this because, gosh, I love college football. But Alabama is number one in the coaches' preseason poll. So how about that? And, of course, there's different polls, but Alabama is one in the one that I read. Alabama is one. Clemson is two. Oklahoma is three. Florida State, four. Ohio State, five, for all you Buckeye fans listening. LSU is six. Stanford, the Cardinals, seven. Michigan, eight. Notre Dame, nine. And 10 goes to Tennessee. Interesting, huh? College football's back, thank goodness. Mailbag, round the bend.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
The mailbag is full. It's overflowing. And you and the guy in the back had something to say about more than just the elections. Whew! Although there was some of that, too. So without further ado, let's check the mailbag. How about this from Peter, who says, Kate, I've been listening, and I like the fact that you talk a little bit about your personal life, and I gather that you have friends who are in all spectrums, politically speaking, good for you. That means that you do have an open mind and an open heart, which is not such a bad thing. I find that both the Republicans and the Democrats bore me, and frankly, they're childish and like teams that just don't know when to give up or when to put the right people in the right positions to win. I know that sounds like it's counterintuitive, but if you really listen to what I'm saying, it's not. Does anybody in America, and please ask the people listening to your show, does anyone in America really think Hillary Clinton would make a great, great president and how excited we are for that? Does anyone really, really think that Donald Trump would make a great president, and how excited we should be for that as well? I heard you say once, it is unbelievable in a country with so many smart, smart, brilliant people that these are the two that we have left standing. Just my two cents. All right, touche. So the point being, something we talked about heading into the stretch and into the conventions. It's just interesting that it is Hillary Clinton, it is Donald Trump. You could say both have skins on the wall. They do, in different areas. Both have skeletons, if you want to call them skeletons, in their lives, like all of us, things that they're not too thrilled about. But the bottom line is, you know, the career politicians have infuriated us so, so much that a Donald Trump was bound to emerge somewhere, because we're tired of the same old, even though it seems as though we say this every election cycle, it seems to be true now more than ever. I really think that. I think now more than ever people are fed up with being fed up, frankly. It's one thing, listen, I'm not against a federal government. I am more for states' rights. Call me, you know, somebody who believes in the ways of good old Thomas Jefferson. But at the same time, we do need a centralized government. It's just that it's gotten too darn big, too chunky, too full of itself. And too much duplication. I think if you did an audit of every single department, any governmental agency, you could trim a lot of fat. And it's not just slicing people off. It's looking that you've got closer, that you're knee-deep in managers and people that do the same thing. I'm not saying every organization, but I bet a lot of them would find that. And how do I know that? Because I have friends who work for the government, and I pay attention when they tell me what's going on where they work. So there you go. All right, this one from Keith. Kate, I was wondering this. I don't know why. I've heard you talk in the past about books, and I wonder what your favorite book is, and I wonder if there's a book you want to read. Wow, that's an interesting question. I have never been asked that. The favorite book is tough, because I read so many different things, from, you know, just novels to biographies. I love biographies. Recently, I would say the book I read on Ben Franklin, I loved, and it was Walter Isaacson wrote it, and it came out, I think, a couple of years ago. And, you know, kind of being from that area, walking by his house when I was a kid so much, I don't know. I liked it. I just thought it was well written. So I will call that one of my faves. I don't know if it's all-time favorite. Book that I want to read is James Michener. So hard to say that name, but yet so easy when you see it. His book, The Source. I want to read that. And the reason why is my mother, who passed away, 3 years ago, was a voracious reader, smart lady, right? And read everything. I mean, so many books that she read. And I asked her what her favorite book was. I remember asking her that. And she said it was The Source. And then somebody else told me that The Source was their favorite book. So I thought, well, I got to read this book. And, of course, it's a tome. It's giant. It will take me forever to read it. But great question, and I'm going to stick with that answer for now. That's just my two books. But there's so many I would want to read. It's like I have a pile on my nightstand. If only I had the time to really dive into them. This one from Walter. Kate, I was wondering what you thought of the current state of healthcare. I think it's atrocious. I know I've said my own example of being sick and going to Well, going to my regular doctor, they didn't care. If I call up my regular doctor and they say, oh, I forget what's the number on your card or whatever, and then because they know us, and they'll say, and I love my family doctor, he'll say, oh, never mind, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just whatever. It's fine. Just come to the office. But I had to go to a, whatever you call them, doc in a box, and I have health care, and I can remember when I went to the window, and I've said this on the show, so pardon me if you've heard the story, but I didn't really think about it, knock on wood, I'm healthy, and oh my gosh, it was like I was going, I felt so sick, and it was like they were going through an a la carte menu of everything. Do you know if you have coverage for this? And if we do this, this might cost this, and then we have to look at the insurance to make sure, oh, it's like, I don't care, whatever, I just need treatment. I couldn't believe it. And I sort of saw that around me, too. So, yes, I think it's a mess. I think the intent to do something about healthcare is good. But, I mean, could you walk up to anyone in Washington, Democrat or Republican, and say, hey, would you like to see the healthcare situation be 10 times better? Of course. Do you want your constituents to ring the phone off the hook? No. But we don't get the right coverage, and part of that, so much of that is because of the insurance companies. And, you know, I say this because I've looked at it from this angle, and I've talked to people involved in insurance, and the state lines, that needs to change. They need to, if you could just, look, if we're forced to shop for health care, then just erase the state lines and be able to shop however you want to shop for it, for goodness sake. I mean, who gets the protection? Let the consumer consume the product if this is how you're setting it up. Okay, here's one from Claude. I don't remember anybody named Claude, so I think this is new. Kate, I was wondering what you were thinking of the upcoming football season. Who do you think wins the Super Bowl? Well, that is a tough question to answer since we are just into training camps. If I was just looking on paper, the Patriots are loaded, except for Tom Brady isn't there for the first four games. Jimmy Garoppolo takes his place because he's not going to appeal the whole Deflategate thing. They've got their first game on the road in Arizona, then the three next at home. Vital that they at least end up at 500. So I would put them high on my list. I would also put high on the list Arizona. Bruce Arians has an incredible team, depending on the quarterback. Can Carson Palmer really be the guy? And if he is, then I think they have a much better chance this year. But again, this is on paper. Injuries, things can happen in training camp and in preseason games. So that's not my official stance, let's put it that way. Hey, thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight. You can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.